Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning. Welcome to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show on a Saturday morning. It is November the 9th. I'm your host, Captain Mickey Eastman, producing the Outdoor Show this morning.
Hey, yo, everybody. Johnny B here in the studio. How's it going, Captain Mickey?
It's going. We're all here bright and early and ready to go. Got a show today. It's a Saturday.
We're slammed.
Yes, we're ready to rock and roll. All right, Johnny B. Well, let's get to it.
Let's do it.
Sponsors for today's show, the Belleville Meat Market, Texan Roofing, Castaway Rods, Skeeter's Auto Service, along with Boyd's One Stop, Bauman Marine Service, and Mainstream Marketing. And looking at weather real quick before we get to our first caller, looks like 45 down on the island and clear in Galveston. And those northeast winds are about 15 to 20 right now. They are calling for plenty of sunshine today with a high of 63 down on the island. Winds will be north-northeast at 15 to 25 miles per hour. Tonight, winds light and bearable, low of 59, so it's going to warm up a little bit. And then for tomorrow, good little warming trend, sunny along with a few clouds, high of 72. Winds will be east-southeast at 5 to 10. As we prepare for that front coming in sometime Monday, we're going to have low 30s in our area next week. So that next front's going to be a go-getter. It's going to be quite cool. Looking at tides for today real quick, we have Galveston Channel tide predictions. We had a high at 1:54 a.m. It was a 1.5. The next tide is a low at 8:31 a.m., a 0.7. Then a high at 2:51 p.m., a 1.4, and a low at 8:27 p.m. It's a 1.0. Sunrise this morning, 6:38 a.m., sunset, 5:28 p.m., and our moon phase is 86%. And if you're waterfowl hunting this morning, remember to subtract 30 minutes off that 6:38 a.m. That'll be legal shooting time. So in the Houston-Galveston area, shooting time will be about 6:08. Don't forget to do that. You might get a ticket. All right, looking at 22 nautical miles east of Galveston, northeast at 18, gusting to 22. And Eagle Point, we have a northeast at 18, gusting to 22. And up at Morgan's Point, northeast at 14, gusting to 18. So a little breezy this morning and quite cool. So good morning for hunting. Speaking of hunting, we're going to go to Matagorda Sunrise Lodge now. We're going to start off early this morning with Captain Bink Grimes, see what's on his agenda today. Bink, what's going on?
Man, not too much. Shoot time over here is about 6:11. We're a little west of y'all.
Yeah, you're about 3 minutes behind us.
Yep, sure is. So it's amazing when I hunt with those boys at Hackberry Rod and Gun. They're about 6 minutes behind us. You know, and I don't know. It's amazing the farther you go east, you know, it just takes a minute here. About every 100 miles is about a minute.
60 miles, every 60 nautical miles is 1 minute.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, I learned that in captain school.
Well, I didn't learn that in captain school. I don't know. I learned it.
Oh, man, you didn't. Yeah, 60 nautical miles is 1 minute. And, the farther east you go, the earlier it gets shooting time. Because the sun rises in the east, you're closer to the sunrise, I guess. The curvature of the earth and all that stuff.
Yep.
Yeah, it's weird, you know, going hunting down at Blaine's. Sunrise was a lot later down there. Well, not a lot, but, you know, about 15 minutes. Pretty good difference. You know, he'll be in a deer stand and call me late in the evening. It'll be dark here, and he's still got sunlight down there to hunt with.
I hunted in Alaska last December during a split, and shooting time there was 9:35.
In the morning?
In the morning.
Dang. Hey, that's a party place there. You stay up and party all night and still be in, get up in time to make it to the duck blind.
9:35, and then Heck, it got dark at 4:30, so shoot, you better get your stuff done in that little time frame, you know. By the time you look up, they said, oh, we're going to hunt all day, and I didn't realize all day was, you know, about 5 hours.
So, well, what's your waterfowl season shaping up to look like so far this year?
Man, I can't imagine it any better, to be real honest.
That's what I'm hearing.
Really, really strong. Man, it just amazes me how many ducks there are. I mean, we typically, you know, hold a lot. We really do. But it's just this early, you know, we'll build throughout the year and throughout the year and throughout the year. But right now, man, it is amazing how many ducks we have. And so it's been a longer buggy ride to the field than it has a hunt here lately.
Wow.
It's been that fast. I mean, it's just been really, really good. So,
what kind of ducks are you killing? I know you're still getting a lot of teal. That's always normal, yeah. You know, early in the mornings. But what kind of big ducks you seeing a good influx of?
Gadwalls and widgeons and a lot of pintails. But, man, there's right now, man, the widgeon, there's a lot of widgeon down here for this time of year. You know, it fluctuates with widgeon every year. Some years you don't see hardly any.
Yeah.
Next year you'll remember those years. But, man, we shot a lot of widgeons that year, you know. But, man, there's I am seeing a lot of widgeon. And I know I'm talking to a lot of my other guide buddies, you know, on the prairie and over there on the east side, on y'all side. Man, they're telling me the same thing. Man, there's a lot of widgeon. They're so fun to hunt.
I love hunting them ball pates, man. They are so fine, especially when, you know, you kill all drakes.
You put that whistle on them, you hear them, you know, and you'll hear them whistling those drakes, and you put that whistle on them, boy, they like it. And, man, it just, yep.
Gotta love it, baby.
They turn and they give you that big white patch on there, and you go, oh, yeah.
Hey, yeah, when you see them bank and you see them big white patches on their wingspans and they just curl up and just roll in with flaps down, baby, don't miss.
Yeah, it's been strong. It's been, I mean, you know, to put it in your terms, that you know, I mean, it's been like the old Fitzgeralds. It's been like the old Mickey Mouse blind in the 66.
Well, I remember when everybody made fun of me making that making that blind out there and that old soured Milo patch and everything, and it was like, yeah, quicksand in places in it. But I got those pits out there and sunk them that levee and flooded it up, and buddy, that was widgeon, greenhead, and speckled belly city. That was one of the best blinds I ever had. Man, it paid off.
It sure did. That was fun times, man. Golly, think about me. That was just. That was hallowed ground, you know.
Yeah, it was.
It really was.
Yep.
I was just a snotty-nosed little kid coming up, you know, in college. And, man, you just, golly, we had some hunts.
Remember you and Mickey Ray would have Sean out there, my nephew, all you kids hunting with us. And it was, those are times to remember. We'll never forget them. I got old pictures of y'all standing next to the Morris buggy holding up straps of ducks and geese and, good times, baby.
Sure was. Man, it sure was. Except when that marsh buggy broke down, those are really good times.
Oh, man, I remember some walks out of the back of that place. Golly, I couldn't do that now. That'd kill my old butt.
Man, I told somebody that story. That sucker broke down that morning while I was letting the hunters out, and I said, well, I'm going to hunt y'all for about 2 hours, and because it was kind of foggy, and I knew, and we were going to kill geese too, you know, and I knew they wouldn't get up for a little while. I said, I'm going to hunt for a little while, then I got to start towards the gate to go get Jackie Ray, because, shoot, it was 7 miles, and, man, I got those waders and started running and had to walk out of that marsh first, and I told all those guys, because I was playing college ball then, and we'd have to come back and run a 6-minute mile to get our, you know, when the spring semester started for the spring season.
Right.
And we'd have to come back, and, man, here I was, you know, I've never been skinny in my life, and man, I come back and run a 5:30 and wasn't even breathing hard. I could run a half a mile in 5:30 now, you know.
Oh man, hey, to be exact, from that back blind there at Big Lake to the front gate was 9 miles.
9 miles.
9 miles, and that's not counting all the how many miles of mud you're walking in too. So it's might as well have been 30, because that was a nasty walk. If it was real wet and muddy, it was horrible.
It was, boy, it was not a cool place.
Well, we didn't have cell phones and stuff that would work back then, and you get stuck back there or broke down, you're at the mercy of it, you know, to call Jack or Harry or somebody to come get you. And you just, you had to walk out and go get help and then take another buggy back there and drag that one in. And your customers.
But there was, you know, that was the best mode of transportation. That was the only thing that could get you back there. I mean, it was.
Nothing else could get you back there. You had to have the marsh buggy.
Nothing else.
But boy, that was some good hunting back there, man. That, that coastal prairie back there, buddy, it was lock and load.
Yeah, I'm hearing it from, you know, there's just a lot of birds on the coast right now.
That's good.
A lot of green wings, a lot of green wings. You know, we always shoot green wings, but it's usually, and a lot of blue wings left over from, you know, the teal season that really never got here. There's a mixture of a lot of blue wings and green wings, but I think there's more green wings here right now than normal, because of the fronts that we've gotten. And then, you know, we got another rip snorter, I think, coming Tuesday morning. And I looked outside. Heck, I've been you get so busy hunting and fishing around the lodge, I didn't even realize we're on a full moon. I looked out when I came out of my house about 45 minutes ago, and that moon was on the horizon. I go, look at there. We got a full moon. And usually
it's bright.
You know that kind of stuff, you know?
It's bright.
You get kind of lose track of what's going on, but that ought to bring a lot of.
Real quick, before we run out of time, you hunt a lot of. Do you hunt mostly high ground, or what kind of fields and stuff are you hunting right now, Bink?
Man, we got both. We got stuff at Wharton that we hunt. We hunt on the Pierce Ranch there in Wharton. With Crockle Plains up there with Andrew Armour and that bunch, and then we'll hunt up there. We'll hunt Eagle Lake a little bit, and then I've got freshwater marsh down here in Matagorda, and that's what we've been doing here lately. And it's a pretty cool place.
Awesome.
Sometimes we this morning I'll go in by ATV, and then I'll get in my duck boat, my Pro Drive. But we've got high ground stuff, and we've got marsh stuff. We'll shoot the geese on the high ground in about a week. And Andrew and that bunch on the Pierce Ranch had a really good goose hunt 2 days ago. Killed all their speckle bellies. I think they had total about, it was a 3-man hunt and 2 guys, and I think they shot 35 geese. It looked like
that's pretty good.
That's pretty dadgum good, man. It's been tough. Past 2 years, but we got a pretty good little hatch of juvenile snows, and which is that determines
what it takes.
It determines so good, you know, deal. So they did well with that. So
well, cool.
Better. Yeah.
Well, hey, if somebody wants to get hooked up with you and come down, they can stay right there in your lodge at Matagorda. How do they get hooked up with you, Bink?
Yeah, just holler at us and. Matagorda SunriseLodge.com, 979-241-1705. We try to post something every day on Facebook or Instagram or whatever, and we won't bombard you with it, but we just try to show you what's going on. But yeah,
sure.
Give us a holler. We got some stuff going on. You know, we can usually get you in. You know, we don't overhunt our stuff, but we try. We don't like turning people down either. And we'll try to work something out, and get you in.
All right, Bink. Good talking to you, brother. You have a good shoot this morning. Y'all be safe. Enjoy it.
All right, we'll see you.
All right, thanks, man. All right, that's Bink Grimes getting a good report from that area down there on waterfowl. It's lock and load. Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. It's 418 right here in the Bayou City. Now we're going to head over to Sabine Lake. And let's talk to Captain Bill Walker.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This morning, see, check his pulse. Hey, Bill, what's up?
Oh, man, everything's great over here. Everything's rolling right along.
Yes, sir. Well, are you hunting this weekend?
Actually, my grandson's got a Taekwondo District Championship tournament this today, and then probably be back in the woods Sunday, and then I had a cancellation for Monday, so I'm not going to fish, and then Monday I might get one trip in before that big front hits. I'm hoping.
Yeah, it's looking kind of Monday afternoonish, you know.
Yeah,
for frontal passage,
and
it's going to get cold on this one, bud. We're going to get in the 30s.
Yep, it'll be the real deal. Then I don't know what's going to happen after that. I hope it. Hope we have a little Indian summer there for about a week.
That'd be nice.
Yes, it would. I mean, I could catch some fish because that should move the flounder on this next front.
Boy, it ought to move a lot of stuff, get everything going.
Yeah. And I think it'll make the deer move again, too. But it's been good hunting weather. I mean, I'm seeing deer. I just hadn't seen a big buck I want to shoot.
Sure.
So, there's one in there somewhere. It's a funny thing when these hunters all get together, they go, man, look at these game cam photos I got. Look, I had six shooter bucks, different ones, coming through my feeder there at night and all this kind of stuff. And then it gets real quiet after the season starts. And none of those bucks are hung up yet.
No.
How do they know? They're smart, man.
They pattern us better than we pattern them.
Oh, heck. They went underground and nocturnal in one day.
Yeah, they did.
One day. Opening day, there was a little shooting went on. I guarantee you, by that next night, they didn't come out in the daytime. The shooting just fell off to nothing. It sounded like a young war when daylight come on Saturday morning. Then after that, there was three or four shots on Saturday afternoon, and then Sunday, I think I heard one gun shoot Sunday morning, and then none on Sunday evening. Shoot, those deer disappeared.
Well, y'all only got a certain amount of time you can kill a doe, right?
That's right. To the end of November.
And your county, how many does do you get? One or two, or how does that work? Two.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. Levi got one of mine, and I got the other one. So
well,
we
good.
Got the meat. We're good. I got the rest of the year to hunt bucks, so I'm going to try to be selective about it.
I was talking to Blaine. He, that stand we were hunting in together, and I was trying to kill that big 8-point down there. He was, he got some of this camo netting, you know, to hang over the windows. It's got the clear plexiglass windows in it, and those deer were kind of silhouetting us, especially on evening hunts when that sun from the west had shined through there.
And they'll do that.
He was in there fixing that yesterday evening, and guess what came out? That big old eight I was hunting.
He said
he was the first one that came out, him and a couple of does, and he just sat there and sat there and sat there about 150 yards out.
There you were back in the youth.
And here I am back in the real world, but that's all right. I'll get him. I'll get back down there and get him. He's saving me.
He gets to live just a little bit longer.
Yeah, he does. Getting fattened up on that corn even more. He's about 220 on the hoof. He's a good one, man. He's a big, mature 6-7 year old deer with he's about 20 inches wide with really good G2s and threes on him. He's heavy horn, chocolate horn. He's probably
a pretty deer to get.
That'd be a good one to get mounted. I don't have a big eight yet.
What did that deer you kill last year, what did it score finally?
I didn't take one last year. That was 2 years ago when I went with Crocker. It was a mainframe 10 with triple brow tines, which made it a 14 if you count that. I'll just call it a 10. And had heavy mass. I think he was 21 inches wide, and he went 181 and 7/8.
That's a good score, man.
That's a monster.
I'd be happy with a deer like that. I'll never
even see another one like that.
I still got that picture in my camera. I show it to people every once in a while. Look here, look at this.
Well, I wish I'd have had different clothing on to accent the horns better. You know, that's a mistake we all make. You know, everybody's camoed up, or really for the best deer picks is to have like a light sweatshirt or something on.
Yeah.
Especially in South Texas with those chocolate horns, it sets them off real good. Or even have a black shirt on and try to get a good angle with the blue skyline in the back. If you've got a clear sky, it makes for beautiful photos.
Yeah, but that's true. I mean, you.
I was so excited. Crocker's son was taking the pictures. We didn't even think about doing all that stage picture stuff. I was just overwhelmed that I got a shot at him. You know.
Yeah.
And knocked him down.
I'll tell you what, that's a deer of a lifetime.
Yes, it is. And it sure is pretty hanging in my den. I even had an Astros cap on that deer during the World Series. I went up on them triple brow tines. I was doing all kinds of mojo to get them to win that World Series, man.
That's funny now. Yeah, hopefully one day I'll see one like that, but I'm just about give up hope.
No, never give up. Just when you think it's over, hey, it turns around on you.
Well, I'm not hunting in an area where I could really see a deer like that, but
you never know, man. You're down there in them bottoms where them big old mossbacks just show up out of nowhere.
You know, I've had my scope on two that would have been that high score in that river bottom.
Yep.
It was 5 days before the rifle season one time, and the other time it was, I just couldn't shoot. It's what it was. It was illegal to shoot when I saw them.
Right.
Just one of those things. I actually had to scope on two big deer like that and said, bang, you're dead. You know, let them walk on.
Well, that's like that big eight. I had about a 10-minute window on him on Tuesday morning down there, and he just wouldn't clear. He was surrounded by other deer feeding in the middle of the Sendero, and I couldn't get a clean shot at him.
Happens, too.
That right there will drive you up the wall. It seems like an hour, you know, has gone by. Just keep waiting and waiting and waiting, and it just, the shot never comes clean. You can't take it. Oh, well, that keeps you going back, brother.
Yes, it does. Well, hopefully we'll have some fishing coming up here. I keep moving these trips now. These fronts are coming so fast.
Oh, it's musical chairs right now with trips, isn't it? Just scrambling them around, moving them all over the place.
I got six trips hanging out there that I'm trying to run. They were all booked this week, and then now they're starting to, we're moving them forward. And, I mean, you got to be able to strike when the iron gets hot this time of year.
Yes. Yes, you do.
You got to get between these fronts. unless you just want to be miserable. It's got to, you got to be ahead, just ahead of it or right after it blows out, and you got to be flexible.
Got a good northeast breeze out there this morning. You know how we all hate a northeast wind at Sabine.
I hate a northwest worse.
Yeah, that's even worse.
I
You're
got
right.
places to fish on the northeast, but boy, northwest, ooh, that's a booger. It drains that lake dry. So we need a little water to get out of there right now. It's still pretty high.
Yeah. Well, we keep, you know, these fronts are due north winds. You know, instead of getting the northwest, they drop the tides a lot, and then you immediately that high pressure slides a little, and you're going to get a northeast and an east predominantly, and it's going to keep that water in. It's going to keep
right
it pumped
there.
In. Yes, sir.
That's why a lot of our flounder are still up in the, you know, 5 miles up the bows.
Mm-hmm.
That's a long way up. They're still catching some way up there. By this time of year, you'd think they'd all be pretty much down at Sabine Pass getting gathering up to go.
Right.
Now, this next front might do it, though. That might be the trigger. And you
sure
know,
it might.
A lot of times it's December 25th before the last gang leaves.
True.
It just depends on the weather. You know, water temperature's got a lot to do with it.
Well, we're getting some early cool weather this year. It's, you know.
Yes, that's happening.
Earlier than normal, so, well, we'll see how this plays out.
I told my wife I should have gathered more firewood this summer.
I'm telling you. It's
I'll be running out pretty quick.
Log on the fire weather right now, especially
oh, yeah.
next week. Man, it's going to get cool. I was talking to Will Kirkpatrick yesterday, and he said it's supposed to be 24 up there on Rayburn, up in his neck of the woods next week. So
yep.
That'll cool that water down.
Oh, my, yes. It'll be that cool on my deer lease, I'm sure. Our piping might be in jeopardy.
It's cold in them bottoms, man.
Oh, you know, for some reason, over Bonware where I hunt, it gets 2 or 3 degrees colder there than it does anywhere else. You know, it's just, I don't know if the cold air settles in that low country or what.
Yeah, it's 35 right now in Lufkin this morning.
Wow.
I'm looking at the chart. It's warmer in Amarillo than it is in Lufkin. It's 39 in Amarillo.
I better go in there and throw another log in that wood.
You better. All right, buddy. Well, I got a log on out of here and catch the next break. But, Bill, if somebody wants to come over and fish with you at Sabine, how do they get a hold of you, my friend?
409-786-2018.
rfishsabinelake.com.
That's right. We've got a lot of good trout right now, and the redfish run is coming.
You got it. All right,
you,
buddy. Hey, always a pleasure, Bill. Take care, my friend.
I'll do it.
All right, see ya. All right, that's Captain Bill Watkins over at Sabine Lake.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you.
I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
He's one of these guys that has the fancy tattoos, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And he's got a tattoo of the prettiest woman I've ever seen on his back. And I'm like, dude, if you die before I do, I want that frame. You know? We'll take that off the frame, that. Crazy, man.
He's got those good quality tattoos, not the jailhouse tats, but the real tats.
Like, you have a tattoo, don't you?
Yeah, I got a couple. They was alcohol related.
Yeah.
You know about that.
You're gonna find out what they're biting on from Baffin to Sabine. Big Lake to Matagorda and some places in between.
Find it more than the beach of the dead. I said, you know, I'm with you, Chicano. I don't think I want to fish there either, man.
You got you. Early morning sickos, living an outdoor dream. They hunt and fishing all the time and it ain't working.
Now, time for more of the Outdoor Show on Sports Radio 610.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. It's 535 in the Bayou City. Let's roll up Conroe Way now. Let's go a little north. See what's going on up there with Richard Todd, the fish dude. Oof. Richard, what's going on, man?
It's cold.
Got a little frost on the pumpkin up there this morning, bud?
Good night. I'll tell you what, well, it's about 37. It ain't too bad. As long as you keep your hands in the water, you're all right.
Yeah, buddy.
Good night. I'll tell you what, this little fog coming off the water right now, that's the cold stuff right there. It ain't too bad, you know, but it's that 37, I mean, good night. When the sun gets up, it'll be all right. Thank you, Brent.
Cold steam. How's your wind up there this morning?
It's actually not bad. Probably less than 3 miles an hour right now, so it's not bad at all.
You'll be all right.
Yeah, it's going to be, it ought to be a pretty day anyway.
This is one of those mornings you wish you had one of those boats like the old walk-through windshields where you drive and sit behind a nice windshield and dashboard and everything while you're running. Remember those old boats like the old Lamars and all that? Now, what do they have now up north? They have those Lunds, those big, nice aluminum boats that they make up there that for those Yanks up there that have to run around in that cold wind.
I'll tell you what, I remember running up that river in a giant boat with a tarp in my teeth. You get you about an eight-foot tarp and just bite down on it and wrap it around you and run up there. That sleet and rain will hit you and then just bounce right off. Just put your motorcycle helmet on and you're good to go.
Oh, boy.
I've done that a bunch. Good night, I'll tell you what. It's fun, though. It's cold weather. These fish get big and they just get wound up. They won't play. And I love it. I guarantee you, I love it. These hybrids are, I know they're kicking off because I'm starting to see people catch them when they're bass fishing a lot. So, and the other day we caught a bunch of them, but we backed off of them because it's getting kind of late. And we want to do a little bit different stuff. So, but we had a good night. We had eight of them, so it wasn't too bad. And getting them two at a time. And I just finally got my dang old camera fixed up anyway this morning. I couldn't find my other camera, so I found one that I dropped in the lake about 2 years ago and trying to get it all set up so maybe we can get some videos today. I hope it all works out. If everything does like I think it's going to, we ought to do pretty good. And them white bass are trying to start doing something too. So that's the thing. This time of year, them dang old, the hybrids and the white bass are trying to school on the surface a lot. So especially with these cooler mornings like this after it calms down. Catch those points the wind's been blowing on and stuff, and they'll show up there. And sometimes they'll stay all day. Sometimes they'll stay just, 10, 15 minutes. But when they're there, and it's fun.
Mm-hmm.
You can catch them on just about anything, too. Junk little topwater bait out there, catch them. Junk speckled out to catch them. You can junk crankbait out there and catch them, too. So it's, it's just fun.
Pick your poison.
That's it. Just however you want to do it. It's just, like down there with y'all when y'all get in them trout real good on them little jig heads. I mean, good night, it's ever cast. Just chuck it out there and hit the right spot, and they're gone. So, and I didn't even see that dang no big deer you got the other day. Good night. I was looking at that thing. I said, dadgummit, he's got some weird brow tines, don't he?
Yeah, beautiful. I mean, it's triple crown, man. It was awesome. I thought when you were in the studio, you didn't see a picture of it?
No, I didn't. Well, I thought you got that one this year.
No, that was 2 years ago, that big one.
Oh, okay. I was fixing to say, I saw that dang thing, and I said, good night. He got that thing and didn't even say nothing about it the other day.
No, I wish. I wish I could brag on another one like that, but I believe that probably might not happen again.
I'll tell you what, that is a pretty rascal. Boy. I'll tell you what, that's something else. That's like that one I got over there in Lano that I saw, he keeps he's on the neighbor's place. I ain't ever got him on camera. But he keeps jumping across back and forth. He's going to mess up.
He'll mess up.
I guarantee you, because I'm going to be over in a couple of weeks or right around the rut. And he came over the other day and he just didn't give me long enough. If he'd give me about a second more, I'd have got him. But
well, bait you up some hot does, man, and he'll come.
Yeah, that's the funny thing over there. And he's already with a bunch of them. He's the bigger ones over at our place. We ain't got 100 acres over there, but it's so much. There's so many. It's all low fence. There's no high fence hardly.
Right.
So it's all free range animals that are running back and forth over everybody's place. And the funny thing, those bigger deer on our place, you'll always see one giant, and he'll bounce back and forth, but he's always with. They're always going to have five or six does, and they won't have any more. It'll just be five or six, and that's theirs. And those does will kind of run interference, and he'll have some little smaller bucks ahead that'll do the same thing. And he won't step out. I sit there and watch him. I've been watching for 50 years over there, do the same thing. It's just, they'll sit there, and the bigger ones always haul back, and they just won't ever come up. Every once in a while, you get them to come to a feeder, but not very dang often. And I love watching them. I like watching how they move and how they kind of, they'll stagger themselves as they move through the woods. One of them will step ahead, and then, 10, 15 yards and stop, and the next one will do the same thing. It'll pass him up and do. It's just fun to watch them. They kind of move through the woods after they know they're getting shot at anyway. And they start getting real stealthy as they move through. And then laying down. Good night, they'll lay down all day on you. It's you can see them laying in them bushes, and then right before the sun goes down or right as it's coming up, they'll get up.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, it's one of them things where it's all good. It's all good, no matter what. That's like these fish, every time it gets cold, these dang old fish start firing up. Same over them deer. Them rascals just love it. They just want to eat right now, because it's, fall, winter, whatever you want to call what we got right now. They're starting to just build up because they slow down. As the water gets cold, they adapt to that water temperature, and as it slows down, gets cold, they really slow down their body.
Well, I think what happens this time of year when that water temperature gets the right degrees, the bait, and the fish, they all ball up together, and they, they find that perfect spot, the right water temperature, the right bait situation, and that's where they're going to live. They're going to winter in that area, and they're going to stick with it.
That's right. That's right. I mean,
what makes them so easy to target this time of year?
I know. And that's, you know, that's what gets me, though, because they are easy once you kind of figure out what they do.
Sure.
You know, like I say, they ball, the bait all balls up and bunches up, and then the fish are right there with it, too. So, I mean, it's just a matter of finding it. And when you kind of find that magic spot, they'll be there for a while. I mean, they're not going to move because the cold weather kind of puts them in these certain areas where they just kind of hang around. Now, the hybrids are a little different. You know, them rascals, they'll move around a lot, so. But they're chasing the bait. No matter what, they're going to be chasing the bait. So if those big balls of bait are there, they're going to be right there, just right around with them, just chasing the dang old bait. Yeah, I was sitting under this bridge over here. Cars driving over.
I just texted you a while ago a picture of the deer mounted. Did you already look at it? Okay.
I saw him. Yeah, you rascal. Rub it in.
I'm not rubbing it in. You wanted to see it, so you asked for it. I gave it to you, brother.
You did, too. I guarantee you, that's a pretty rascal bull. I love him. What was the width on that dang thing?
21.
21. Good night. See, that's like that thing that I got, you know. I mean, if he just had a little bit more up top, you know, I've been watching him for years, and he's the same old thing.
Yeah, that was a wide old deer, that picture I saw you shot at your dad's. He was wide, man. He just didn't have that good tan length. You throw some tan length in there, and you got a good score there.
Yeah, I know. You know, and the thing is, I kept waiting on it and waiting on it. You know, 3 years I sit there and watch that rascal, and this is as tall as he's ever been. And I bet he ain't got 5 inches up there. I mean, it's like you got to be kidding me. Every year he had for 3 years he had no more than an inch and a half on every one of them. And then this year it popped up where they're about 5 inches long. And I said, well, hey, you know, this ain't no. I had, you know, I was talking about.
That's probably as good as he is ever going to get. You know, that's. He was an old deer too. That's good.
Yeah,
he needed to go.
Yes, sir.
Nothing like shooting them old deer, man. Them big old bucks.
Well, that's, you know, the way I look at it. I don't necessarily do the horn thing. I do it if there's a big one out there.
Sure.
But I'm looking for more for body size, because hill country deer, if you don't look at that body size, you can claim one big one or two that match that one big one.
Well, that's the way it is in South Texas, same way, you know, them 2, 3, and 4 year old deer. Well, when they get to four, they start bulking out pretty good. But man, when they hit 5 and 6 years old, when they walk out, you can just tell they just dwarf everything else, body wise and all.
I know, that's amazing too. That's like this one that I've got over there that he's, you know, he's on my hit list right now. He's one of them older deer. I'm guessing just by his look, he's at least a 5.5 year old, because he's got that big old pot belly, and I really didn't get a good look, but I think he's got a starting of a sway back, so he's getting there.
Yeah,
you know, he's a good 5.5, 6.5, somewhere along in there, and then his dang tines are. Good night. They're 14 inches long, and he's got some mass. Yeah, he's got some mass to him all the way up too. So, this is. I told my dad the other day. I said this is probably the biggest one of the biggest ones I've ever seen out there. The biggest one I ever saw. The neighbors got it. I hunted him for 2 years, and had a couple of shots at him, and didn't get him. But he was, whenever they got him, he was 14 with a 22 inch spread.
That's a good
one. So this is as big as, it's as big as that one. Yeah. I just got to get him. I got to give him a dirt nap. That's all I got.
All right. Well, Richard, I got to roll, man. I'm going to let you get to it and get your business taken care of there. So, hey, if somebody wants to come up and fish with you, how do they get a hold of you?
It'll make anyone get in touch with me at 936-661-7920. You can find me on Facebook. Just check out the Fish Dudes Guide Service. You can email me at admin@fishdudetx.com or just check out the webpage, fishdudetx.com.
All right, my friend. Well, you have a
good
day.
Got a little more, buddy.
Nice, cool, crisp morning, and hope you catch them up, Richard.
Oh, yes, sir. We're gonna work them over anyway.
All right, bud. Hey, take care. Thanks, Richard.
Yes,
see
sir.
You, man.
Yes, sir. Y'all have fun.
Right. All right, that's Richard Totch up on Lake Conroe, and now we're going to go over to Matagorda, and we're going to talk to our good friend, Captain Charlie P., Charlie Paradosky. Charlie, good morning.
Morning, Mickey. What's going on?
Oh, man, just enjoying a crisp, pretty Saturday morning. Clear skies finally, so get all that old nasty weather out of here.
Well, I noticed here that wind started to land yesterday afternoon. At dark,
yes.
But, right. I don't know what it's doing out there now.
It's a little puffy this morning out of the northeast, but the winds are called to diminish this afternoon and be real nice and sunny, warm up a little bit. So it looks like a good day. Bright and early might be a little breezy, but looks like as the day goes on, the wind's going to come down with it.
Yeah, we've had, we've had east northeast winds all week.
Yes, sir.
And those tides have not fallen very much at all.
No, they haven't.
So we've still got a marsh full of bait and fish, and if this next front is, as good as they say, that ought to bring some of it out. It really should. So we'll see.
I'm showing more wind up here than you have down there.
Yeah, I don't doubt it. A lot of times you guys have got sometimes 10 mile an hour more wind there than we have here.
Yeah. Port O'Connor at the Little Jetties is showing a 13 out of the northeast, but Matagorda Bay showing 6, and there at the harbor showing 6. So, yeah, you look good right through your area. Even on down the coast, it doesn't start getting windy good again until you get down around the Bob Hall Pier down there by Corpus. So,
yeah. We'll probably be just fine today. I noticed when I went to take my boat to get in service Thursday and I was coming back over that 521 bridge that Colorado River was pretty stained. And I heard you talking to Bob Green yesterday. I remember he said his lake was down a foot or two, remember?
Yeah, about a foot. They let about a foot of water out of there, so that's kind of probably where you're getting some of that stained water from, man.
Right, right. And then on top of that, we had 7 inches of rain here this week, so it won't take long. It'll clear back up. But.
Well, I tell you, there was some much-needed rain received in South Texas.
Blaine, some of it?
He got 2 inches at his ranch, and some of the ranches around him, and down below him got 6 and 7 inches. So that was much needed down there. That place was getting critical.
Yeah, man, that was a lot of rain real quick around here. I know I had to drive home through that stuff that day, and it was pretty heavy. Pretty heavy. How much did you get over there?
A couple inches, I guess.
Yeah.
I had a few downpours, but most part it was just that steady, moderate, sprinkly, heavy sprinkle rain. Yeah. A lot of wind.
Well, what's new? That's all we get is rain.
Yeah. It's soggy around here, I know that.
Yeah, man. But we're gonna take some new customers out today and see if we can't put them on a few fish.
I'm sure you probably will.
Might
You got waders or drifters or what?
No, I got drifters today. I got waders tomorrow and drifters again Monday.
So. Here's a new one, East Matagorda Bay, kind of north-northeast at 6.
Oh, that's nasty.
Boy, that's doable right there, brother.
Yes, it is. Make my day.
Yes, sir.
Now, there's a lot of big fish caught this week here.
Yeah, there was.
Yep.
I saw some beautiful photos and some people I know that are just, regular old hardcore fishermen that came over there and had some trout up to 7.5 pounds. A lot of 25-inchers they released and all that. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That's good fishing, man.
Yes, it is. How long will that last, I don't know, but we'll see.
Well.
We'll see.
They made it through the summer with all the croaker buckets. You got plenty of them still then.
Yeah. Now, I don't know why we don't have the sand trout and the gulf trout like we normally do.
That is strange. We talked about that the other morning. That is strange.
In our lean years over here, that's what we counted on.
You think they're in a river?
No.
The diversionary?
I don't know.
No, nobody's popping them in there. Maybe they didn't come in this year.
Not unless they're in place. We're catching most of our fish on top of shell.
Yeah.
Not unless they're in that damn mud in certain areas part of that bay.
Well, they could be. It could be on that mushy bottom.
Yeah. So we'll see. They may show up here in December.
Maybe so.
Cold. Yeah.
All right, Charlie. Well, hey, man, I'm glad I got a hold of you this morning. I wish you the best today. It looks like, you know, at least you got some sunshine, no clouds.
Yeah, we'll take it.
I heard that.
Yep.
Well, hey, if somebody wants to come over and fish with you, how do they get a hold of you, Charlie?
Cell phone, Mickey, 713-725-2401.
You got it, buddy. Hey, have a good weekend, Charlie. Good luck to you today.
All right, take care.
All right, see you, man. Take care. All right, that's Captain Charlie Paradosky down in Matagorda.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.